to Tasmania now, where a forest deal has finally been done. After decades of conflict and almost 3 years of negotiations, environmentalists and the timber industry signed the agreement this morning. It'll ensure that more than 500,000 hectares of native forest will be protected and that the timber industry will receive compensation. In Hobart, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
After 30 years of fighting, followed by 3 years of negotiating, old enemies have finally found common ground. A peace deal has been signed, and Terry Edwards from the Forest Industries Association of Tasmania hopes it'll end the bitter conflict.
It's time to heal the divisions and try and have an industry that is supported by the people of Tasmania, supported by environment groups, and that can market its products into national, local and international markets with confidence and without being under siege from a range of different protest groups.
Negotiators have worked well into the early hours of the morning this week, nutting out the final details of the $276 million deal. It includes compensation payments for industry for downsizing, as well as the protection of more than 500,000 hectares of native forest. Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society says areas to be protected include disputed forests in the southern areas like the Styx, the World and the Florentine.
These are all the areas that people have campaigned for, rallied for, written letters for and wanted to see protected for many, many decades. So it is a groundbreaking day. We are comfortable that this is a comprehensive conservation outcome for Tasmania.
Under the deal, 395,000 hectares of native forest will be immediately protected, while another 108,000 hectares will be set aside by March 2015. Terry Edwards says jobs will be lost as the industry cuts down fewer trees.
And it's up to governments now to cushion the effect of those job losses in the community and to ensure that employees who lose their job or in businesses that close are properly looked after as a result of the implementation of this agreement.
The environmentalists are also looking to the government to create new reserves.
The agreement has embedded in it that an extension to the existing World Heritage Area should be progressed by the federal government.
Now the deal is done, the state government will move to enshrine the agreement in legislation. The Premier, Larry Giddings, has told the lower house it's a significant day.
I, Mr Speaker, commend each and every one of those people who've been part of this process, and I understand that this is a difficult day for everybody, but it's a significant day and an important day.
The government and the Greens have the numbers to get the forest peace deal through the lower house straight away. But the big unknown is what Tasmania's upper house might do. It's full of independents who could vote down the peace deal. But the president of the upper house, Sue Smith, says it's unlikely the vote will happen today.
Tony Burke said the federal government would pull the money at the end of December if there was not agreement. Surely, if there is agreement of all parties around the table and agreement through a House of Assembly today that Mr Burke would agree to moving that timeline on.
Today is the last day that the upper house is scheduled to sit this year.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.